Hi, I'm Pete Pasternak, the mayor of Deloge. Things have been going smooth and uneventful for me since last time I talked to you last year. Well, that was a joke. I guess didn't go over very well. But in all seriousness, I want to thank Mid-Ohio College for hosting this event. It seems like since Dr. Gilgore's got here, there's a new program being added, and it's just getting bigger and better every year. So I want to thank them. I want to thank the local chambers, too, and specifically Sherry Henderson from Deloge, and our local state elected officials, Senator Henderson and Representative Lobberinger and Representative Wright for what they do for our cities and county. So I think it's great when we get together and work together here. And, of course, Deloge and Park Hills, they have a long-time connection with the sewer system. And now Deloge and Park Hills also utilizes the Bonterra Court Administrator, Don Hendricks, to manage our municipal courts. So Deloge also has a new city prosecutor, Holly Joyce, who I think happens to be the prosecutor for many of the municipalities here. She took over for Judge Murray when Governor Parson appointed him to fill a vacancy last fall. So we do have several officials here today, including Alderman Deborah Kester. She does a great job as alderman and as an asset to the city. And Deloge also has a new public works director, too, Kyle Perry. His first day on the job was this past Tuesday, so he had an interesting first day with the snowstorm. So our public works, they did another great job with the clearing the roads this time, and I'm always getting compliments, and I see this stuff on social media about how good Deloge does clearing the roads with the storms. So I'm excited for Kyle to be joining the city of Deloge. So Deloge is making a lot of progress. The biggest news, of course, is Aldi's getting ready to open up here in a few days. So there hasn't been a standalone grocery store in Deloge for over 20 years. So this is a great addition for our residents and everyone that comes to the city to shop. So the Deloge Fire Department has also been making drastic improvements during my term, and that's thanks to the residents for passing Prop P a few years ago. This has allowed the city to purchase a ladder truck for the department and move our fire chief to a full-time position. Jared Metter, who's here today, he's our fire chief, and he does a great job with their department. And Deloge has also been able to recently make significant upgrades to the firehouse, including installing a generator in the event the power goes out, which I think has already been utilized once. And that's only been in the past month, I think, when it was finally got installed. So I also want to thank our hardworking firefighters that provide such an important and valuable service for next to nothing. Can't thank them enough. And public safety, that's a top priority for me as mayor. So I have to mention the great job our police department does, which is led by our longtime police chief, Jibo Bullock, who's here today, too. So Deloge is improving accessibility with ADA compliant sidewalks under Deloge Drive and Oak Street, which were made possible by two MoDOT TAP grants. And Deloge Park has new lighting installed to enhance safety and usability. Deloge, we have great parks, and they're managed by our Parks and Recreation Director, Dooley Polate. And Deloge, we recently purchased a street sweeper too, so it helps keep our city well kept and our drains cleaned out with the wand that it has on it. And additionally, a new resident-friendly program to replace or repair old sidewalks has been introduced in the city, too. So we're also modernizing city operations. Our outdated city website is being upgraded. If you've been on that any time recently, you can see that's definitely overdue. And meeting agendas are now posted online. And Deloge has also been awarded several grants to support continued growth. So an area of concern for many residents and nearby community members is the roundabout MoDOT will be starting in the near future at State Street and Deloge Drive. I can tell many are skeptical about this roundabout, including I was at first, too. But MoDOT, they had a information center session for the public a little over a year ago, and where we had the opportunity to talk to engineers. That helped me get over those concerns. But as many of you are aware, traffic can get backed up pretty bad in the afternoon in this area. But once completed, the average wait time is expected to go from 44 seconds on average to less than 10 seconds once completed. So I know I already think Senator Henderson once, but I want to bring him up again. While he was still in the House, he was instrumental in securing state funds to cover part of the expense of installing a sewer line on the Eastern Outer Road. Deloge has a great area for potential commercial growth, but without a sewer line, that potential is stalled. So once the sewer line is installed, that business, we hope to attract business into this area. So when I was a freshman at North County and Senator Henderson, he was my principal, I never expected to be in a situation like this, like 25 years down the road, but here we are, and again, thank you. So not just for what you did for Deloge, but what you do for everyone here in our entire community. So these achievements I listed are helping Deloge move forward, but there's still work to be done, like finding a solution to drainage issues that many residents face throughout the city. But overall, things are going well in Deloge.